4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Got a lot of great stuff coming our way. Folks, I know we're getting ready for Memorial Day. I remind you, don't ever say Happy Memorial Day. It's very inappropriate. And even with that, many of us have activities. I will spend part of the day on Memorial Day at the Virginia War Memorial. I have been invited, talk about an honor, to read some of the names of those who are on that wall down there. So it's a solemn occasion, to be sure, but it's something that I am really, really looking forward to. And others, well, as we are observing Memorial Day, there's no question we'll be engaged in certain activities, right? Many of us are going to do some things outside. I will, of course, be stopping over to see my friends at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Heidi and I are regular customers. Now, it's an interesting thing, and I want you to understand it fully. I mean, we've been customers forever and a day, and now we're legitimately friends with the Leonards, Tom and TJ. And I remember many years ago, Tom telling me the story of his nephew. I thought, oh, good Lord. And I guess it was last week or the week before, I was over there at the store and I saw boxes of animal crackers for Stewie the Duck. And there was plush for Stewie the Duck. And I thought, well, everybody needs to know this story. Everybody has to know the story, especially as we're dealing with this whole month that's talking about kids and water safety. Ryan Leonard is joining us, and I am so happy that she is with us. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I want you to share with everybody the story of Stewie the Duck, of course, but the story behind Stewie the Duck as well, if you don't mind.
Of course. I just have one question. I heard you suffered an injury with cake cutting at my uncle's party last weekend. I need to make sure you're okay.
I am fine. It was a small cake cutting nick, but I rubbed it with icing and all is right with the world.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear it. I want to make sure it wasn't getting in the way of your work or anything.
No, ma'am. No. We are good.
All right. Good to hear. Okay, so to go and talk about Stewie the Duck, and I'm thrilled to be on here, especially because May is Water Safety Awareness Month. So my parents and my Uncle Tommy and TJ, who I know you know very well in Richmond. So 38 years ago, on my older sister's birthday, all my aunts and uncles and my parents were together with all the kids. Right. And there were 8 adults who were around the pool. And my brother, who was 21 months at the time, snuck away, and within seconds, he drowned. Mm. And even with all those adults around the pool, nobody immediately saw it happen. And obviously, you know, that's a situation that could happen to anyone any day. Yeah. And so my parents took that tragedy, you know, of their son drowning with all these supervisors around. And they were like, this wasn't a lack of supervision. It was a lapse of supervision. And we want to make sure this never happens to anyone else. So they started the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation. And over the years, we have raised over $6 million. Wow. And we have been able to donate over 250,000 free swim lessons to underprivileged kids. Oh. So that has been super, super rewarding. And really, our mission is just to raise awareness for water safety. And unfortunately, like the next few months over the summer, my parents are probably going to get like 6 to 12 calls of families who suffer a similar tragedy. And we want to do whatever we can to obviously help those families, but also just prevent it from happening to anyone else.
Your parents, I sit back and I don't know. I don't know that I would be capable of taking such a tragedy and turning it into such a positive for other people. God bless them. That's amazing.
I know. And I now have a 1.5-year-old boy of my own, and I have another baby on the way. So it hits home in a way that hasn't before until I became a mom myself.
Sure.
And my son is like a mischievous little boy who wants to get into everything he shouldn't.
Of course.
And actually, last weekend we were at a block party in our neighborhood cul-de-sac. And I turned for literally, I think it must have been 30 seconds to say hi to some of our neighbors. And I turned to the side to see where my son was, and he was behind the only car that was, like, in that general vicinity. Thankfully, no one was in it, but the car was on, and I just panicked and sprinted over there.
Yep.
And I, since that moment, have been, like, I literally took my eyes off him for less than 30 seconds. Yeah. And I can only imagine, like, how many times that's going to continue to happen in my life, and it just makes me think about it in such a different way. Because thankfully I was able to run over there and grab him and no one was in the car, but that wouldn't have been the same case if it was a pool.
No, no, it wouldn't have. And, as the dad to two now young men in their 20s, it's going to happen a lot. You're going to deal with it, boy. And it is one of those things, as you know, I mean, here I'm telling you, like, you haven't heard this already, but it is one of those things you're always going to have top of mind, and you always try and be aware. And that's why what happened with your older brother was such a, as your parents described it, a lapse of supervision, not a lack of supervision. Everybody around the pool loved this little guy. Everybody around the pool was devoted to that little guy. But God bless it, just that split second, and everybody's life changes.
Yeah. And I think, like, one thing my mom preaches a lot is cell phones, because, you know, it's so easy to get distracted by Apple Watches and cell phones and technology in general.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're sitting out by the pool, it's a beautiful day, or you're on the beach and you look at your phone for a few seconds, yep, you know, and take your eyes off your kids, then that's when something could happen. And it literally just takes a few seconds. And I actually heard someone the other day say that being like the water watcher with kids around a pool, mm-hmm, or any body of water is basically like having a designated driver. So kind of thinking about it the same way, like the designated driver is not going to drink, you know, they're going to be the one responsible for driving everyone home. Whereas this water watcher, whoever is on duty at that point, is the one responsible for having full undivided attention on the children who are near or in the water.
That is brilliant.
I really like that I heard the other day.
That is wonderful. Gosh, I hope everybody takes that to heart. You know, in our neck of the woods, we've got all of our neighborhood pools, the community pools, the club pools. They're all going to open on Memorial Day, and all of a sudden we'll go from nobody's near the water to hundreds of thousands of people in Central Virginia. Well, we want to help. And it's obviously the lesson, but there's so much that's grown out of this. And I know officially the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation, but it's Stewie the Duck that brings it home. So what do we do, and how do we help?
That's a great question. So we, through this foundation, and we actually opened up 2 years ago our first swim school.
Wow.
Where we're teaching lessons. We teach over 1,000 kids a day. And at that swim school, you know, the people who come in there and are paying for the lessons are essentially paying for their child's lesson and donating a free one to an underprivileged kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that swim school in Connecticut, and then we're actually opening one in Jersey in the fall.
Oh, wow.
In Clifton, New Jersey.
Okay.
But I think what anyone, like what we try and do with our water safety awareness mission is to just, through either people signing up for swim lessons, or my parents actually wrote a book called Stewie the Duck Learns to Swim, which you can buy on the Stu Leonard's website. And also they do have them at Tom Leonard's locally as well.
Okay.
You can buy that book, and it's a fun book for kids to learn the important rules of water safety.
Yep.
And of course, signing up your kids for swim lessons. I was reading just about some of the local Richmond initiatives, and I think mm-hmm. it's so cool that the Richmond Y has partnered with Swim VRA to do I think they called it Drown Proofing Richmond.
Yes, that's right.
Which
that's right.
I absolutely love.
Yeah, that's a great resource.
Yeah, it really is. And I think like the best thing you can possibly do is just educate your children, educate yourselves, and sign your kids up for swim lessons wherever you are.
Let me ask you about the financial support for the foundation. Obviously, Stewie the Duck learns to swim. I was just over at your uncle and cousin's store the other day. I see the Stewie the Duck plush, Stewie the Duck animal crackers. For my listeners who are already customers at Tom Leonard's, if they're purchasing those items, does that help the foundation in some way?
It does. So all of those net proceeds go back to the foundation. Yeah. And if anyone's feeling extra generous in Water Safety Awareness Month or whenever, you can go to stewietheduck.org and you can donate to our foundation. And basically every $10 that we receive gives a free swim lesson to an underprivileged kid. And kids who take swim lessons are 88% less likely to drown. So that $10 that someone could donate could go a long way and make a big difference in some child and family's life.
Well, if it's all right with you, obviously, we already tell people about heading over to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump, but if it's all right, I want to share the website, stewietheduck.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'll get it up on all of the social media, share it out there, get as many people signing up to help, and it's such an amazing mission, and again, such admiration for your folks to take what happened to them and turn it into a positive opportunity, literally at this point, I would say, for millions of other people. That is, that it's just amazing and heartwarming. And thank you to them for stepping to the plate, if you will.
Yeah, of course. I know anything we can do, we always want to try and help. And I feel the same way. I mean, I've always been in awe of my parents, but especially, you know, now working for the foundation and being more involved and being a parent on my own, you know, it hits home in a different way.
It sure does. Thank you so much for being here. That is Ryan Leonard. She is with the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation, stewietheduck.org. You heard the story, and it's a heartbreaking story, but her mom and dad took that story. They said, look, it wasn't a lack of supervision. They had all these adults sitting around a swimming pool. They all loved the little Stewie. It was a lapse of supervision, just a split second, and that was enough. You can support this by going to the website, stewietheduck.org. You can support it by heading over to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump and buying the book, Stewie the Duck Learns to Swim. They've got the books over there. If you want to buy them over there, they're on Amazon. If you want to have a taste treat, well, buy a bunch of animal crackers, Stewie the Duck animal crackers. I think what I'm going to do, it just occurred to me, I didn't even think of this before, I'm going to buy a whole slew of those, get them into Julia's classroom before school is over for this year. And the plush, Stewie the Duck plush. Please step up and help, will you please? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is, yeah, Friday Eve. That's what it is. Nah, you can call it Thursday if you want, but I am telling you right now, Friday Eve just sounds way better, if you ask me. Lots of stuff that we are discussing and analyzing, and I know folks are gearing up, if you will, for Memorial Day. I remind you what Memorial Day is all about. It is one of my pet peeves. Chaff, you have a pet peeve? I do. I do. I have, well, I got a whole list of pet peeves. But this is what it is. Jeff, have a happy Memorial Day. No. Memorial Day is about remembering those who made that ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. That's what it's about. Oh, well, I'm just going to thank everybody who's in uniform. No. That would be Armed Forces Day. Well, then anybody who ever served. No, that would be Veterans Day. Look, we got these things for a reason, kids. So please just be aware of that. And if you really want to understand it, come down Monday to the Virginia War Memorial. There are a bunch of us who have been asked to read the names of those heroes who are on that wall down there. I think I'm scheduled for right around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to come down and watch me read them? That's great. You want to go down there at any point and do it? That would be great as well. And Jeb Hochman is going to be with us at 5:35 to talk about that. We have some of the finest law enforcement agencies anywhere in America. You know that. And the Chesterfield County Police Department, I think, is just one of the best of the best. When it comes to crime prevention, community involvement, boy, oh boy, that is one of their major superstar categories. Every year, the Chesterfield County Police kind of punches above their weight class with National Night Out. And I got a couple of folks with us. One of them is a dear friend, Craig Eckrich, who is with the Chesterfield County Police Department. Nick Brandt, we met a few days ago, and they're both with us today to talk about National Night Out and the rest of it. Craig, Nick, thank you for being here, gentlemen.
Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, it is great to have you both here. Craig, let me start with you, because we go back a long, long time. You, all right, well, maybe not. No, it is. It is a long, long time. Come on, don't chuckle at me, man. You know it. And
what are you now, the five-time world heavyweight radio champion?
I'm going to get more fingers. That's what I'm thinking. Just like Tom Brady did. Yeah. You have been involved in that crime prevention community outreach sort of thing for a couple of years now. Did a great job, as I recall, with the Citizens Academy and National Night Out, man. That's kind of become your baby, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I've been running it for about 6 years now.
Yep.
And I'm super excited because last year we had our highest placing ever. As a department, we finished third in the nation in jurisdictions above 300,000.
Wow. Let everybody know what's involved with that, because it's not just that they go, well, look, they have green dress uniforms, let's throw them into the mix. There's a little bit more than that, isn't there?
It's a little bit more to it. The biggest thing is the participation with our communities.
Right.
Basically, we have a two-prong approach to National Night Out. We do a kickoff event usually in June,
mm-hmm.
and this year's is coming up on June 14th at Westchester Commons.
Okay.
From 3 to 7. We'd love to have everybody come out. And that kind of sets the stage for the main event in August.
Okay.
And August this year is going to be August 5th.
Okay.
And what that is we kind of facilitate block parties across the county where folks come out, talk to each other, turn their porch lights on, meet their neighbors, and foster that sense of community. And we have officers come out and visit and hang out and eat and dance and have a good time and just kind of let folks see a little bit behind the badge and let them know that we're there for them.
I love that. Now, did you say June 14th, Craig?
Yes, sir. That is for the kickoff event at Westchester Commons.
Okay, and that's 3 to 7. Do people need to get registered ahead of time, or can we just sort of pop over there?
No, sir. Everybody can just pop over for the kickoff. It's open. You don't have to be a Chesterfield resident. We'd love to have everybody come out. Our friends in the DEA are going to be there making snow cones. We have a live band.
Wow.
Animal control's there. They may be bringing some puppies and kitties out for the folks to see.
Aww.
So there's a lot of cool things to do for families and just folks that want to come out and see what we're getting into as a department.
I love that. Now, Nick, what is your role going to be in all of this?
So I'm kind of trying something a little bit different to add in my piece to this puzzle. I have a background in powerlifting. I helped start the West Virginia University powerlifting team when I was there. So I figured Gold's Gym is right around the corner where we're doing this, so let's see if we can expand it a little bit, have a new group of people, and have a little bit of a workout with PAL. So we're going to have a powerlifting competition that's going to start before the main event.
Okay.
So it's going to start around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to go right around to when everything kicks off. So we're going to start a little bit early, maybe go a little bit later. But anyone that's there, once they're done having their workout, they can kind of go over, see the band, kind of see everything else that's happening at the kickoff event.
Oh, how cool is that? Okay, if somebody wants to be part of that powerlifting event, do they have to get registered ahead of time, Nick?
Yes, so it's actually a fundraiser for Chesterfield PAL, the Police Activities League.
Okay.
So all the funds go directly towards programs for kids and programming for kids throughout Chesterfield County. So if you check our Facebook, our Instagram, so that's Chesterfield_PAL on Instagram, or Chesterfield PAL on Facebook, our old name, Chesterfield Police Athletic League, on Facebook as well.
Okay.
You'll see the flyer up there. You scan the QR code, and you can sign up that way.
I love it. All right. Now, Craig, let me ask you, for folks who have participated in the powerlifting early, if they head over to Westchester Commons between 3 and 7 for the big kickoff for National Night Out on June 14th, they're going to be hungry. I'm thinking they're going to be hungry. Is there going to be anything to eat over there?
Well, we're partnering with Westchester Commons, so there's all sorts of restaurants around for people. There's a
nice
Sedona Tap House, there's Noodles and Company, there's, you know, Rusty Taco. Westchester's been a fantastic partner with us,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like a mutually beneficial relationship. So mm-hmm. there's a ton of options for people after they thrown all that weight around to get something really good to eat and then come out and have some fellowship with the community.
I love that. And you said the DEA is making ice cones?
Usually that is their thing. They come out and they set up their truck and they have a snow cone machine.
Wow.
Perfect treat to beat the heat. All sorts of flavors.
Wow. All right. Well, I love that. So early in the morning, for anybody who's into powerlifting, you're going to be looking over at Gold's Gym. You're going to look for, first, Chesterfield Powell on the various social media channels and get signed up over there. And then the big kickoff event, June the 14th at Westchester Commons from 3 until 7, National Night Out kickoff event, June the 14th. Craig, for folks who maybe are driving, they're not going to remember the details, is there a good website they can go to just to, you know, kind of remind themselves?
Yes, sir. It's going to be on all of our social media.
Okay.
And if you go to chesterfield.gov and look for under departments for police, there's a community engagement section, and all the information is going to be on there, as well as a registration link if they want to register their neighborhood for National Night Out.
I love it. We'll get you guys back as we get closer to the August date as well. That is Craig Eckrich. That is Nick Brandt from the Chesterfield County Police Department. Two fine men with one of the best agencies in America. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I am... Man, I am taking a look at some of the texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and man, there's just some stuff that I'm not going to share. I'm just not going to share. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Now, there was a question, though. 804 says, hey, Jeff, do you think the left celebration of murderers like Luigi, what's his name, encouraged this guy? Oh, absolutely it did. Yeah, I mean, you do have to remember, though. I mean, anti-Semitism, which is such a polite term. It's Jew hatred is what it is. It's been around a long time. And I'd love to tell you it's going away completely and totally. I don't think it ever will. I think so long as there are any people anywhere that are different from other people, other places, and then forget it. There's always going to be somebody who goes, you know, I hate that group. I hate that. It's always going to happen. But the encouragement that seems to come in the light of that murder of that United Healthcare executive absolutely seems to be inspiring and encouraging other evil people. And don't tell me they're crazy. They're not crazy. They're evil. Absolutely evil. Evil is as evil does. What was the best trick? The best trick that the devil ever accomplished? What was it that the devil did that was the best game, if you will, that he ever played on the human race? Anybody? He convinced people he didn't exist. Convinced people didn't exist. Therefore, well, there's no evil. I mean, some people are, you know, not as good as you are, but you know, evil in the world. There's evil in the world. There's always been evil in the world. It's a fallen world, right? I mean, go back as far as you want to go. Play it out. But you and I have an obligation. Some of us have different roles and responsibilities, but I think we all have an obligation to be as honest and as upfront, as educational as possible in every issue. I heard right at the 3 o'clock news when Charles Pyle was delivering the news, and he was talking about Kane and Warner, that they both, I guess, had somehow, some way condemned what happened last night. But did they both also work in Islamophobia? What the hell has that got to do with anything? Well, I'm not directing that at Charles. Charles is reporting the news. But did Kane and Warner really lump in Islamophobia? I didn't see anybody who was falling victim as the result of self-described Islamophobia. I saw two beautiful young people who were in love, who were about to get engaged. They were going to start their lives together. They went to a Jewish event at a Jewish venue thrown by a Jewish organization. And what were they there to discuss? Anybody know? Because I'm not seeing that come out in a lot of the stories, unfortunately. They were there to discuss how to help people in Gaza. Remember Gaza, where the Israeli government has allegedly conducted a genocide? That's the buzzword now. By definition, you can't have a genocide when the population has increased. There is no genocide. The Israeli army, the IDF, operates as the most humanitarian war force, if you will, that this world has ever seen. The pains that they go to protect civilians is just off the charts. Now, why do they do that so much more than anybody else in the world? Because they know their enemy. And their enemy, bottom-feeding slugs all, of Hamas and Hezbollah, Iran and their proxy armies, they embed their military amongst civilians, and they do it intentionally. Why? Because they are, to their core, cowards. They are cowardly weasels. But you know what else they are? They're a death cult. They value death. They cherish death. They love death in the same way that you and I love life and value life and cherish life. They have no compunction whatsoever about sacrificing their own to hurt others. While you and I would sacrifice ourselves to save others. If you want to learn more about it, Charles Murray was on with Dr. Jordan B. Peterson the other day on the Good Doctors podcast, talking about his new book, which is all about this cult of death. Germ, let's reach out, see if we get the good Dr. Murray on. We'd love to have him on to discuss that. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.